day today is June 5th. Ross was complaining, was saying that if he breathed into Stinkor's mouth, Stinkor is this Masters of the Universe guy that has incense smell, that he would get halitosis of gum, which meant bad breath from the gum smell. He would detect that Ross had bad breath from the gum smell of his Hubba Bubba gum. And Ross expressed that as halitosis of gum, sort of like disease of the liver, you know, weakness of heart, whatever, halitosis of gum. I'm not quite sure how you get that derived, but it's a nice form.
Mark was looking for tape, scotch tape, and so he came in our room. He couldn't find the stuff in his room, so he came in our room. So I'm looking for Daddy's tape. And then he said, well, not parents' kind of tape, Daddy's tape.
You have to record all these cute little things he's saying.
What?
You're telling him to say enough.
Hey, now.
Marky wanted to say that he hurt. He got three hurts. One was where Daddy scraped him, and the other was where he got eye scratch.
I had four hurts.
What's brush out, Ross?
All bumpy around my dad and Ross.
Yeah.
And a bad eye.
Yeah.
And a bad scratch. A bad bump on my eye, I mean.
Yeah.
And a bad bump. And a bad hurt on my scab.
Yeah.
And I
got scratches. From the tiger.
And I got scratch from the tiger, and that's all.
Yeah, but what did you call the scab when you didn't know what its name was?
Flat.
It was a flat piece of thing on your skin where you scrape it off with your finger, right? That's what you called it.
You don't scrape it off with your finger.
That's what you said.
Well, you're not supposed to do that.
No?
No, but that will tear your body up.
I see.
That would tear some of your that part of the body off.
I see.
It'd be all ruined. Anyway, didn't you know that part, the scab isn't very strong?
Yeah, I know that. Did you know that you're very cute?
Anybody can break the scab.
Scab?
Scab.
Anyone can break it.
Yeah, even these people.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so flat.
Really?
Yep. You can break the scab.
Testing. Okay.
Did you know that?
Yes, I know that. What about a cat? Could a cat break a scab off?
A what?
Your scab off?
Not a cat.
Yeah, with his claws.
Yep. No, a cat could claw it off.
Right. That's right.
Or he can meow it off.
Ross is asleep, buddy. Almost. Just pretend you are. You just pretend you're asleep. We've got to think about ways we can teach Marky things this summer. Can you think of anything else we can teach him? Oh, what happened to the pillow? Somebody took my... Ross, did you drop the pillow?
No, you...
Oh, that was a big one. Where's the little one? Oh, here's the little one. Here they're all down here.
Here's another one.
Get the big one. I don't like the big one. You can have that big one. That's for you.
I like babies.
I mean, I stole all your blanket? I stole all your blanket? It's hard for me to believe. I must be a real pig. Do you think I'm a real pig?
No. I think you're a real sweet daddy.
Me too.
I think you're a real sweet daddy.
Me too.
I love you too, Mark.
Oh.
And.
But you can't break. But Dad, did you know you can't break this little thing?
What little thing?
The scab of your neck.
Uh-huh.
You know why?
Why that?
'Cause it's stronger than the scab down there.
Uh-huh.
'Cause it's pushed in more.
Uh-huh.
And the scab is pushed in more from the scab.
Yeah, I know that.
From the other scab that is in the other part of the body.
Okay, time for us all to go to sleep.
You know,
yeah.
Dad.
Yep.
You know the importance, all the importantest of your whole body?
Yeah, what are they?
I'll tell you all the things that you really, really need.
Okay.
For your body.
What are they?
In your body. Your bones.
Uh-huh.
And your heart.
Right.
And your blood veins.
Oh, you know what?
Your
blood
veins.
Yeah, okay. Bones and heart and blood veins.
And your blood.
Yeah.
If you don't get any blood, I can't be alive.
No, you would die for sure if all your blood poured out.
Yeah.
What if somebody pushed you up and your blood poured out?
Yeah, and anyway, the heart is where it gives all the dirty blood and the clean blood.
Right.
That's the one that needs all that.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
The heart is the one. Did you know that? Well, the heart is the one that controls every part of the body.
Does?
Yeah.
What about your brain?
It controls by itself.
What does it do? It thinks.
Yeah.
And what is the
heart?
But
once it bounces out of your ear, you can't think it again.
Right. Okay. Scrub teeth to the tape recorder and go to sleep, okay?
One more thing I forgot.
Okay.
The really important thing. The two important things of your really whole. Of your whole body.
Uh-huh.
The whole body.
Yeah.
Even the arms and legs and head, mm-hmm. and everything.
You know, including the arms and legs.
I'll tell you what you really need of your whole body.
Okay, let me hear.
Just a little bit things. Your eyeballs.
A few things?
Your eyeballs.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't have your eyeballs, you better get a seeing eye dog.
Yeah, that's right. Mark, is it right to say just a little bit things?
Little bit of things.
Or?
A little bit of things.
Or just a few things.
Few.
Yeah. I'm going to teach you all sorts of ways of saying things nicely like big people, okay? That's what I'm going to do.
Your heart and your eyeballs. And if you don't have your eyeballs, you better have a seeing eye dog.
Yeah.
Or you better get a seeing eye dog.
Right.
And you need your blood.
Right.
And you need your bones. And your brain.
Right.
That's all you need the most.
That's right. Love you.
Oh, and your oxygen.
Right.
You know, Dad.
Yes.
You know the only three things that the heart has?
No, what?
The dirty blood and the clean blood.
Uh-huh.
And it has a little bit of air in it.
Uh-huh.
All that comes from the heart.
Real?
Yeah.
Huh. Remarkable.
Isn't that a lot of stuff to come from one thing.
Now it's time for you to sleep a little bit.
It's time. Everybody, you have nice dreams.
I did? I'm talking about the James Bond movie I saw last night.
Oh boy, this room needs to be cleaned up, doesn't it?
For what?
For today. What? For today, it needs to be cleaned up.
For what?
Why does the room need to be cleaned up?
Can I take my
camp? Can I take my gray jacket? Camp?
Camp?
Can I?
Camp. Yes.
Camp.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be so warm. You can. Oh, honey.
It's a rough jacket.
Could it stain you for a while?
Okay.
What?
What your mother said.
I don't need something to do that.
She knows her best. She probably knows best.
Ross.
What?
Ross? What did you say?
Ha. He said ha. That's what he said.
I thought I heard.
Let's not repeat it, Mark.
Who does this go on?
That goes on your chips.
Can you find him? Could you find him, please, for me? In there?
I think you put him away.
Wrong one. Try it, other. More. There.
You lose your shoes.
told Ross to go tell Mommy that it was really late and time to stop telling stories. And Ross said, Dad, are you tired or what? And I said, what do you mean? Do I look tired? Am I not moving around? And he said, no, if you were not tired, then you'd go in there and do it yourself. And I said, oh, in other words, you think I'm tired because I'm asking you to do something for me. So, and he's kind of right, I guess. I was a little lazy. Was I lazy or tired, Ross?
Lazy.
Lazy, I'm a lazy bum, right?
You're always trying to do things.
Do I? Am I rough on you? Do you think you've got a bad deal in this house?
Dad, I don't have my pants in here.
Ross, do you have a bad deal in this house? Let's be clear. Do you have a good deal in this house or a bad deal? Good deal or bad deal? Good deal? What's the best part of the deal?
The reason it smells is because it's been with paint.
What's the best part of your deal?
Chemicals.
What's the best?
Toys.
Toys? What else?
His brother. His parents. That's the best part.
I don't think so.
What about parents?
Oh, Ross, that was so mean.